the Holy Spirit who will minister to us. You are the Lord who will reveal all the secrets for our benefit's sake. I pray in the name of Jesus. Today, let your secrets reveal to us so that we may be blessed and so that we may see you in different angle, so that we may grow in our spirit, so that we may understand your vast understanding. Thank you for everything, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We are dealing a topic, tabernacle. Yesterday, we have seen where will be the presence of God. Where there is a word, there will be a presence of God. Yavarilo devuni vakyam untundo, even that word, not in the mind, should be in life. Yavarilo jeevitamlo aa vakyam untundo, God will not sit in heaven. He will come to them, he will be with them, he will walk with them. Word should not be here, or should not in bags, should not in shelves. Word must be here. And book of Jeremiah chapter 31, Lord said, I will make a covenant with you. That covenant, Spirit of God will come and he will write his word in our hearts. Praise the Lord. If he writes, no one can erase it. If he does something, no one can destroy it. Praise the Lord. If you open your hearts, yesterday we came to conclusion, we open up our hearts, we welcome the Holy Spirit to write his word and his commandments, his heart in us. So if our heart is filled with his word, we act according to his word. Praise the Lord. This is our conclusion. Right. Let us go much deeper in the foundational way. How can we understand the temple? I will give you two secrets which is mentioned in the Bible. Okay? Right. తెలుగులో చెప్పేయమంటారా? ఫ్లో తెలుగులో అయితే పర్ఫెక్ట్గా ఉంటుంది. పాపం ఇంగ్లీష్ బ్రదర్స్ కూడా ఉన్నారు. మై ఫ్లో ఇన్ తెలుగు ఈజ్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ ఫర్ యూ. ఐ వాంట్ టు స్పీక్ ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్ బట్ ఫర్ ఇంగ్లీష్ అండ్ టు తెలుగు ఐ హావ్ టు కమ్ దిస్ సైడ్ అండ్ అగైన్ ఐ హావ్ టు కమ్ దిస్ సైడ్. ఇఫ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ సమ్ ట్రాన్స్లేటర్ దట్ విల్ బి గుడ్, అదర్వైజ్ షెల్ ఐ గో? ఓకే, ఐ విల్ ట్రై మై లెవెల్ బెస్ట్. ఓకే, ఇఫ్ ఎనీథింగ్ హ్యాపెన్స్ డోంట్ ask Holy Spirit to reveal you. Okay, brothers? Right. Right. God told to Moses, build me an altar. No, adi esav altar esav. Built me, built an altar with stones. A stones, raw stones. Not polished stones. Get me the stone. See this stone. How many faces this stone has? How many faces? One face is here, one face is here, one face is here, one face is here, one face is here. There are many faces for this stone. Yes or no? God spoke to Moses, built an altar with raw stones, not cutted stones or covered stones or polished stones or made stones. For the good construction, we need exact stones, yes or no? Why God told to Moses to construct his altar with this kind of stones? Before we understand the temple, we must understand what is the altar. What is the heart of God for altar? Lord so strictly commanded and used his word, built an altar with this. Careful, Moses. If you take anything, hammer or anything, if you hit the rock, if you smash that faces, you are defiling it. What you are doing? You are defiling it. That stone will be defiled. It will. That's not at all good. You don't do that. You just keep as it is. The stone, you just keep it. Father, the shape will be, the shape will not be good. Of course, I told you to build, that's all. Whether, forget about the shape. You have to build how I told you to build. Right. Let us come to ourselves. How many faces we have? I'm asking you only, not the chairs. How many faces we have? Huh? Only one? Of course, I'm not asking in the church. Church, we have one face. How many faces we have? In the church, we have praise the Lord face. What face? Praise the Lord face. When we go to the road, that face? Romantic face. When you go to beach, sexual face. Yes or no? When we are at home, before the wife and children, that face is different. Wherever you go, your face will change. Yes or no? If you see in that way, we have many faces. We have many faces. I want to tell you an example. One day, one pastor wanted to visit a house. He went to a house with his moped bike. He stopped that bike and went to the door. The woman who is inside came to know the pastor came. She started praying, Lord, please hear me. I thank you, Lord, for our pastor. Lord, you be with him, anoint him, and empower him. Use him mightily. She was crying and crying and shouting and shouting and praying. Pastor heard through the window, and he thought, wow, what a believer I have. What a wonderful believer. Because of these believers, I am sustaining. Going to around the world and preaching the gospel and coming. What a wonderful sister I have in my church. He felt in that way and went off. She don't want to disturb her. So next day, he came again. Almost 4 o'clock. Same sound. Same prayer. Oh, with cry. She was praying. Then she was so much convinced in his heart. Oh, thank God for this sister. And her little daughter was playing there. He asked her daughter, Amma, when mommy will be free to talk? The girl said, mommy, all the time she is free. No. Yesterday I came, she was busy with prayer. And today I came, she's busy with prayer. When that girl said, no, uncle, pastor, uncle. You don't come with bike. You come with walk. You will know what our mommy is. While he was coming by bike, she heard the sound. She started sounding from here. Yes or no? What kind of face is this? Huh? Praying face. Acting face. Yes or no? Yes. Altar is a place where God and we will meet together. Yes or no? The Lord commanding Moses, the Moses command to Joshua to build an altar with these type of stones. Why you are coming from India speaking about stones, sir? Speak something about Bible. You are thinking in that way, no? Let us see. What is the meaning of these stones? Let us look in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 2 and 5. Chapter 2, First Peter, second chapter, verse 5. Somebody read in English.
You also, like living stones, are being built as a spiritual house.
To offer a spiritual sacrifices
acceptable to God
through Jesus Christ. నితరులు చదువుతాను. మీరును సజీవమైన రాళ్ళవలే నుండి ఆత్మ సంబంధమైన మందిరముగా కట్టబడుచున్నారు. ఎవరంట మనం? లివింగ్ స్టోన్స్. హూ ఆర్ వి? టెల్ మీ డియర్ బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్, హూ ఆర్ వి? వి ఆర్ లివింగ్ స్టోన్స్. Altar has to be built with raw stones. Raw stones means the stone which has different faces. Yes. Who are the stones? Who are they? They represent us. Lord is speaking to Moses, and by telling to Moses, he was revealing to New Testament believers, even though you have a different types of faces, one face in department and another face in church and another face on the road, one more face in relations, different types of mentality, whosoever you may be, oh Moses, don't reject them by looking at their face. Don't try to polish them, or don't try to hit them. Don't try to correct them. Man cannot correct a man. God has to correct man. That is the reason God didn't give a chance to Moses to correct these stones. If you touch it, it will be defiled. Today in the world, there are a lot of teachings came up to build our spiritual life. Nothing can build us except Jesus Christ alone. Praise the Lord. If anybody want to correct you, no teaching, no philosophies, nothing can correct you except Jesus Christ. That is the reason God spoke to Moses. Don't try to correct it. Don't try to cut it. Don't try to polish it. Don't try to measure it. What you have to do is keep as it is. What is the meaning of it? We people having different types of faces. We people having different kinds of nature. We are morning like a believers, evening like evil people. In church we are so pious, when we go out we are so harsh. God is not rejecting us. He's a wonderful God we have. God said, bring them and keep them in the altar. I will take care of their faces. You don't worry. Bring them. What does it mean? He's inviting you and me as you are. Whosoever you may be. Whether you are an adulterer or a smoker or a boozer or a whosoever you may be, God not looking at your sin but looking at your heart, and is inviting you, come to me. I will make you an altar. You will become a living stone. Praise the Lord. You will become a valuable stone. Glory to Jesus. If anyone is not saved, When you think about yourself, you may feel, what kind of a person I am? Sometimes I'm like this, sometimes I'm like this, sometimes I'm like this. One day I will be like this, another day I will be like this. What kind of man? You may have frustration when you look at yourself. When others see your face, and they may scold you, your mom and dad or your friends or your wife or your husband will scold you, what kind of a man you are. But God is not looking at you. He's not looking at your sin. He's calling you, come, I will take care of your sin. Praise the Lord. If you give up your life to God, I will tell you how God will make you in next step. Right? Let us go to next level. First Kings chapter 6. Verse 7. 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 7. We must know the secret, what is in it. Right. Somebody read in English. While building the temple, Lord. Okay. No hammer. Chisel. Ah. Right. I will read in Telugu. Mandiramu kattu samayamuna adi munduga siddha parachi tichina rallato kattabadenu. Mandiramu kattu sthalamuna sutte goddali modalaina inupa panimutla dhvani yanta matramunu vinabadakoddu. Please try to understand this. Let this message fall in everybody's mind. One more time, you just read, brother, in English, louder. In building the temple, was heard at the temple side while it was being built. Right. We came to the second level from altar to the temple. Okay? Is there any construction was built without a sound? Is there any construction, whether it is a small or a big and whatever it may be, without sound, can it be built? Tell me. Yes or no? No. Absolutely no. God was strictly commanding to Solomon and to his people, while you were building a temple, there should not be a sounds. There must be, you should maintain silence. Do you understand? You should maintain silence. You should not make any sounds with hammer or with nails or with anything else. You should not make anything. You should not make any sounds. Even the stones, you have to bring stones from the quarry. You have to prepare, you have to measure here. With that measure, you have to prepare outside and you have to bring it here and you have to fix, that's all. You should not cut it, you should not make it, you should not use your hammer or a cutter or a blade or whatever it may be, you should not use here. Should not touch. Eppudaina deeni gurinchi meeru aalochinchara? ఎందుకు దేవుడు శబ్దం రాకుండా కట్టాలన్నాడు? వై గాడ్ టోల్డ్ టు సోలమన్ ఆర్ టు హిస్ పీపుల్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ సౌండ్స్ ఆర్ ఎ కటింగ్ సౌండ్ or a hard sound, we should build this temple. Why? Why? They have to bring stones. They have to prepare these stones in the quarry itself. And then they have to prepare and then bring here. Then they have to construct it. If you understand this temple, you should go to Old Testament and to see the depths of this temple, and then you will understand what kind of temple this is, or the church. Praise the Lord. Right. Why God spoke like this? How hard it is to construct such a huge and big temple without a sound. How much they struggled. Then why God commanded in that way? Yes, there is a secret. There was a secret. If you know that secret, our hearts will be puffed up. We will bend ourselves before Jesus Christ and we will worship him forever and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right. Why? This is the temple. In New Testament, book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 from 19 to 28, already we have read. There, our body is the temple of Holy Ghost. Our body is the temple, right? In the beginning, there was an altar, then the temple, and now the temple is our body. God used to dwell in the temple in Solomon's time, but now he was dwelling in us, in the church. Church means not the building. Church means in our unity. Praise the Lord. In the body of Christ, he will dwell, and he will, in the evening, I will tell you some secrets regarding body of Christ. I will conclude this topic. Before that, why God commanded Solomon to do like this? Right. I will tell you in Telugu. Sutte goddali inupa panimutla dhvani yanta matram vinabadakoodadu ane matalo ardham ane the meaning of it is God is not judging us because of our sins. He don't want to judge us. He don't want to give us a punishment to this stone. He don't want to give punishment to this stone by cutting her faces, cutting her back, cutting her front, cutting her everything. And he don't want to make you by giving pain to you. It is God's will to break someone to prepare you as a precious stone. He did not give you pain, or he did not correct you. He corrected his beloved son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In him, we are all in him. Yes or no? We are all Indians and Americans and Europeans. Everyone are in Christ Jesus. On the cross of Calvary, nails were poked in his hands. Hammers was beaten on his body. He had a thorns in his head. He was pierced in his side. And all the heart beatings was taken place. He was whipped. He was whipped All his body was torn off. This, to correct these stones, we are all in Christ Jesus. Remember me. We are all in Christ Jesus. We are all in Christ Jesus. God Almighty don't want to correct us or to hit us or to judge us or to destroy us or to hit us with any rod. But he corrected his son. He bet his son. He leveled his son to prepare us in Christ Jesus. Why God spoke to Solomon not to make sounds? The temple represents this temple. The temple represents you. Anybody punished by God here? For your sins, for your mistakes, are you punished by God? Tell me. Are you punished by God? Anyone punished by God? Anybody got hammer beatings? Anybody? No, we are not. Our every hit, our every judgment, our every pain, what we supposed to take for our sins, he has taken, and he made us perfect in Christ Jesus. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. How can we become perfect? Not with practice. If you go to Hinduism, by practice you will become perfect. If you go to some religion, by practice you will become perfect. That perfectness, I don't know. But in Christianity, it's not your practice. It is the work of Jesus Christ. If you believe in him, you will become perfect. He will make you perfect. Hallelujah. This is what our Lord. Your perfectness will not come by your practice or by your meditation or by anything else. Your perfectness will come looking at perfect God, looking at a perfect work, how he has finished in Christ Jesus. If you accept it, if you give up your life to him, and he will give you a perfect Rangaraj in my heart. Praise the Lord. This is wonderful. This is easy. Glory to Jesus. If you want to become perfect, you need not to fast and fast and fast and pray. Yes, we have to fast and pray for the things, but you're perfect for your perfectness. You need not to do anything else. Just knowing the truth and recognizing that you are in Christ Jesus and he prepared you for his glory. And if you accept it and if you know it, if you welcome Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God will come and make you perfect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One pastor in Andhra, in India, is very raw man, rough man. Illiterate. One day, the Lord came into a dream and called, Devadas, Devadas, his name is Devadas. Come to my ministry, God said. He went and called his wife, hey, your God is calling me and he forgot you, I think. You go and respond him. I'm sleeping. You tell him not to disturb me, he said. And she said, what is this? God, if God is speaking to you, means how great it is. Because he didn't speak to me anytime, but he's speaking to you. Oh, you have to obey, or you have to kneel down and say, Lord, I thank you. Get out. Get lost, he said. And again he was sleeping. Again, Lord called, Devadas, Devadas. And he came and bet his wife, why your God is coming to me? And then she said, Aya, you have to listen his word. Anyway, God didn't leave him, so he came to ministry. God spoke to him next day, you have to go and stand in front of that people. And he said, Lord, I am not educated, I can't speak good Telugu or our own language. How can I speak in front of, and what I know from the Bible? How can you make me to stand in front of people to tease me? He said, no, I told you to go and stand, that's all. Then God warned him, if you don't do this, you will be punished. He was fearful to that, and then he took his wife and went to that meeting. And when he went there, he came with white and white cloths, and they said they thought he was a pastor. And they gave him a chair and said, sir, please sit here, they said. And he was sitting, and they gave a time, after singing, they gave a time to word. He came to the altar. He cannot do anything. He don't know how to express himself and to speak, to communicate with the people. And he said he opened Bible like this. And he asked somebody to read this. And they read something. And he started crying, Lord, what it is. When he was crying, the Holy Spirit communicated with those people in their hearts. They were all started crying, Lord, forgive us. Lord, forgive us. Please forgive our sins. They started crying. After half an hour, he came into conscience. Lord, what is this? And they were all crying. And everybody came and gave him shake hand. Sir, thank you for your wonderful prayer. Of course, you didn't preach, but your wonderful prayer changed my heart. One sister came, never, I haven't seen my husband crying like this. Oh, he made me to cry, that's all. He will not cry. But today he cried at your presence. Oh, pastor, thank you very much. They gave shake hand. Do you know that illiterate produced 45 pastors? That illiterate person produced almost 50 churches, and now still he is working for the Lord. Brother, your preparation and my preparation, my perfectness will not come from our practice. It is already preserved and prepared, as how the stone was prepared outside on 2000 years back on the mountain of Golgotha. On the mountain of Golgotha, Lord prepared you and me in Christ Jesus. He didn't bet us, he didn't give us punishment for our sins, and he prepared his dear son. He bet his son. He poured out all his judgment upon his son, and he prepared us in Christ Jesus. If you accept, Lord, I want to become perfect. If you accept him as the Savior, and if you give up your life, and if you believe that you are prepared in him, if you ask that preparation in your heart, you will become his temple. Praise the Lord. You will become his temple. And in the evening, I will tell you how this temple should be. How this temple should testify. How these temples must act as a God's temples. Okay? Let us pray. Close our eyes and let us pray. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Today, you heard two secrets. The Lord Almighty wants to build you an altar to offer a living sacrifices, which is acceptable to God. In this conference, Lord Almighty is not looking at your sin. He's not looking at your faces. He's looking at your heart. He's looking at, because you are God's creation. You are his belonging. You are created in his image, in his virtues. Though he is not looking at your sin,
He's speaking to Moses. Don't cut that stone. Don't punish them. Oh, Moses, bring them. Ask them. Invite them as they are. Today, if anyone who is guilty in your hearts, yes, Pastor, I'm guilty in my heart. I have too many faces. But I thank God. The Lord is inviting me to His presence to have His beautiful face. The face which I can show in front of God Almighty. The face that I can show in heaven. The face, only one face, anywhere I go. Today He's making you perfect with His Spirit now. You will not have too many faces, brother. He will not be deceived by this world or by the evil. If you prepare your heart and submit to God, Daddy, I want to have your face and your heart. I want to become like you. Make me like you, God. Make me like you. If it is your prayer. And second word I spoke to you. You are God's temple. God's holy temple. Some thousands of years back, God spoke to Solomon. Prepare stones outside in the quarry. Let there be no sounds in the presence of temple. In the place of temple. Temple should not get any sounds. The temples are representing you and me. To prepare you and me as a temple of God, He didn't give us punishment. He took all your punishment. And He prepared in Christ Jesus. He prepared you and me in Christ Jesus. Pastor, I want that perfection, what my Lord prepared in Him. How my Lord prepared me. I want that life. It's not the life that I'm practicing. I want the life that God gave me and prepared in Christ Jesus. As a temple of God, how He made me, I want it. If it is your prayer, you stand on your feet. You stand on your feet and ask the Lord, let me become perfect in your presence. In this conference, I want to go from this conference as a perfect man, as a prepared man in Christ Jesus, as a man of forgiven man, forgiven woman, as a man, as a heavenly being. With all His preparations. Lord, if it is your prayer, come, brothers and sisters, and pray. Pray in your heart. The Lord doesn't want any practice. God wants your acceptance, that's all. Acceptance, that's all. Today, the Lord is releasing. Oh, my God. Holy Spirit of God, I thank you. As your children are standing to receive your preparation, to receive your preparation, with all my tears I cry for your people, God. What you have prepared in Christ Jesus, how you have prepared them in Christ Jesus, let that preparation come into their hearts right now. Let every evil, let every demonic faces, let every evil nature destroy in the name of Jesus. Let the nature of God, heart of God, the mind of God, desire of God, the power of God, the sanctity of God, the wisdom of God rest in their lives in Jesus' name. From today, I declare as a servant of the Most High, they are the temples of God. They are righteous and dedicated, holy and pious temples of God. No sin will dominate their flesh. No sin will remain and dominate in their bodies. They will stand. They will stand as God's children in this world. They will move like a moving temples, moving churches. Wherever they go, the church is going to them. This church will not move. This church will stay here. But as a moving churches, they will go around the world and they will make people, bring people into the church. Let the power of God come upon them right now. I cancel every work of an enemy and their weaknesses and how Satan is provoking them, making them weak in their hearts. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. They are not of the work of Satan, but they are work of God. They will remain as God's preparation. They will remain as God's temples. They will remain as a secret power of God. In Jesus' name, I pray. God's people said, louder, one more time, amen. Let us give a clap offering to God. Let us give a big clap offering to God. Thank you, Father.